store manager, Nick. How can I help you, sir?
I don't know. I don't know why she would have transferred me.
Oh, no. What seems to be the problem, sir?
Oh, there's no problem. I had a quick question, and I guess she answered it for me. So I guess that's all I need.
So you got your answer that you needed?
I think so.
Okay.
I was just going to try and return the game, and she said it's not allowed, though.
Okay, not if they've been opened. There's no return on the electronic game if they've been opened.
Well, that's what I was telling her, though. I took care of that. I shrink-wrapped the game.
Well, regardless, if you shrink-wrap it again, that's not correct. If it's not factory, PlayStation shrink-wrap again.
Well, I mean, there's no difference. I hot glue gunned all the labels and everything back on exactly the way they were. I always save those in case I need to do this.
Yeah, regardless. That
shrink wrap machine's paid for itself like 50 times now there at Walmart.
Exactly, but that's not kosher, and
you
don't take back any games.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I just won't say anything then, right? But is that what you're saying?
No, actually,
the service desk people can't, because I do it all the time.
Is this some sort of joke, sir?
Well, no, I guess not. I don't know why you think it's a joke.
Because it's not very funny. You know, we try to bring low prices to all our customers, and returning items that we can't resell, or when we do resell, we lose money on, isn't really funny, and it's not going to bring anybody in a cheaper price.
Well, it's just that the way I saw it was, you know, 1,000 free AOL hours. I was going to put that in a place of the game.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's worth, you know, way more when you think about it.
Not quite.
Than a, you know.
No. Not at all.
Why not?
And.
No, do the math, seriously.
Okay,
1,000 free AOL hours.
You don't need to return the game to one of the accepting service.
No, you will. I mean, I do it all the time there.
Do you?
Am I not supposed to? I didn't realize it.
No. Well, how about this?
You have been trained to handle this sort of call, have you?
Yeah, I have. And if you want to go ahead and come on in.
Well, I just want to tell you who I am when I return it.
That's fine.
Okay. I'll be careful when I do it. Oh, what shift do you work tomorrow?
Excuse me?
Which part? Didn't you understand?
The entire thing.
Oh, I'm sorry. What shift do you work tomorrow?
I work all day.
All day?
Yeah.
Bummer. How about the next day?
All day.
Don't you have a life?
Nope, I don't. Walmart's my life.
Wow. Oh, what was your name again?
My name's Nick.
Nick?
Yeah. Support manager Nick.
Okay, support manager. I'll call ahead and make sure. Nick?
Good evening, thank you for calling Walmart. How may I address your call?
Oh, hello. Could you tell me if supporting manager Nick is working?
Yes, he is.
Wait, no, ma'am.
Okay.
Don't transfer me.
Okay.
Okay, I'm sorry. Is he working tomorrow?
That I don't know.
Oh. Is there any way to check? Hello?
Not really. Not really. The only way to check would be to go back and look at the schedule, and I can't get that far away from the phone.
Can you radio someone to do it? See, we're going to throw him a surprise birthday party, and I want to make sure.
Oh, okay. Can you call me back in about 15 minutes? The reason I said this, I'm going to take my break.
Oh, sure, I can do that.
And then I'll look up the schedule and see...